Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, customer experience is always a top priority for businesses worldwide, yet most companies are still relying on outdated and often ineffective ways to measure it. So think about it, for instance. Would you ever tell a friend that you've had a 4.5 experience? Probably not. But businesses continue to use these arbitrary ratings to shape their customer strategies, surveys, NPS scores, and customer satisfactory ratings. And this, they might provide the numbers, but do they actually reveal what customers really feel, what they think, and most importantly, what are they going to do next? What will their next action be? So I want to talk a little bit about the status quo of surveys and why a lot of CX research falls short. CX, of course, customer experience. I'm going to talk to Liesel Jonke, director and founder of the Consumer Psychology Lab, and this should be interesting. Liesel, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. So let me start with the big issue then. Why do you believe traditional customer experience research methods of failing businesses?
Hello, Jeremy. Thank you. Yes, I believe that the human emotion is far more complex, and the reaction we have to experiences with business is just not possible to reduce in a number. And we are fixated in business with KPIs and measure and metrics that do not fully include what people feel. And also, on the other side, consumers are absolutely survey fatigued. And there's a reciprocity that they will complete it, but they know in a way that nothing will be done. So there's no commitment to that value. Also, customers have different perceptions of what a number means.
So if that's the case, then what impact might this have on the business's relationship with the customer?
Well, I think the biggest risk for business is that you have a false sense of security or false sense of understanding what customers experience. You know, there's a famous saying that a study from Bain that said 80% of business owners believe they have fantastic experience for their customers, but only 8% of consumers agree. So there's a huge gap. And I think that's part of the problem, is that business sit with a false sense of reality. They have this bias towards having a positive ratings, for instance, the NPS or the Net Promoter Score or the Customer Satisfaction Score are typical indexes used. And if that's positive, they don't go further than that because it suits them. And it's very far removed from the actual experience of customers.
So the consequence could be either just self-perpetuating. In other words, they keep doing the same thing in the expectation that they are, or in the understanding that they are pleasing customers. And I guess the second thing is, if you're sitting on your laurels, you're not going to innovate in any way.
Correct. And I think my experience is also that because business leaders lean so strongly on these KPIs, that it's in their best interest to sit in that false reality that it's actually going so well. And I think if we think of the state of customer experience, in particularly in South Africa, we know that it's based on a very mediocre level of service delivery. That's, I think, what's fundamentally wrong.
So how do you get out of the false reality? What is a better way of doing it, which is not going to compromise the customer in any way, but is also going to move the business in a different direction?
Well, we strongly believe that we need to have people explain their experience in their own words. And we follow the narrative. We believe that companies ask the questions they need to validate their ratings and their metrics instead of really focusing on what it is like. And so I believe that you have to combine your surveys with more of a qualitative approach and get that narrative from the consumers. And then also not just accept the number as with the ratings, but also not just accept the words that consumers use to describe their experience, but dig a little bit deeper. Because you'll know, most people will say, if you ask them what was it like, they would say, oh, I was happy, or I was very disappointed. It's very low-level descriptors, because generally our emotional vocabulary is also quite limited. And I think consumers have become used to companies not really being interested. And so you need a special set of skills to dig a little bit deeper to understand how strong that is, those emotions really are, what are those triggers, so that you can unpack what the impact is on the relationship with the brand or the trust they have.
This is very interesting. So what sort of questions then should you be asking in order to dig a little deeper?
Well, normally we take the cues of what customers say. So, for instance, if somebody would say, I was very disappointed, you would ask, and what was the reason for that? And when you give them the opportunity to explain, you'll get the context of that disappointment. But that's not enough. You also need to know, so what will they do as a consequence of that? Has the relationship been completely destroyed? Or are they willing to see it as an isolated case and still be loyal to their company? So I think the trick is really to understand that the emotional intensity has a contributing factor to the decision they make and whether they will stay loyal or not. And I think because we have brainwashed consumers into asking how likely are you to recommend, they just arbitrarily give you a number, not necessarily committing to that, because nobody walks out and say, you know, I'm going to recommend this company, and they actually do it. So you want to understand if that emotional response is that strong that they would either advocate or what are the consequences? Are they prepared to forgive you? Are they prepared to stay loyal and buy more from you? Or are they literally just going to quietly disappear?
All right,
and I think that's the biggest challenge.
And that makes perfect sense to me. But let me try and offer you a counterpoint to your argument, if I can, Liesl. I would suggest that many businesses might hesitate to follow your route. In other words, the in-depth conversation. One, because it's costly and time-consuming. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think that biggest challenge is the risk of not listening in terms of your business. So we have done a business case where if you calculate what people and you add the monetary value to people leaving without you knowing, you know, in the conversation, they'll tell you, I won't go back. If you calculate that in monetary value, that is a huge impact to your business. And that often sits in that space of interviews or experiences that fits in that middle of the hyperbole. So that on the one side, the very extreme ones, you know, they probably leave. On the very positive side, they probably stay. But in that middle section, that sort of easy, comfortable space where companies sit, there's a lot locked up in there where you don't know what customers actually do. And if you know that they're going to abandon the brand, if they actually say it to you, you know what you can do in terms of the content and the context. What is it that created that extreme emotion for them to leave?
And obviously you're going to take that a whole lot more seriously. What about the fact that consumers themselves are so time-pressed in this modern economy that we simply don't have the inclination or the wherewithal to go in-depth in a conversation about a customer experience or a brand?
Well, I think it's because so many of these interviews are really superficial, and it feels like people are not listening to you and that you spend your time and nothing gets done. So where we in customer experience, voice of the customer specialist, we really need our clients to be very focused and determined to understand the experience and do something about it. And we refer to that as the close the loop. So if they invest the time, that you actually take cognizance of the content and you resolve their problems or use those triggers that is unearthed to redesign some of the steps in the journey. So our experience with customers, and we deal with a luxury brand mostly, we deal with CEOs and MDs, and they do give us the time because they know we listen, we are trained to unpack these conversations. And if you know that it matters, you will give your time. And I think that's the principle, is A survey takes your time, but nothing happens. And nobody follows up. I can't tell you how many times I have completed a survey giving a zero rating or one rating, and I've never heard from a brand back.
I completely agree with you in that respect. I'm sure that many of our listeners tonight have had exactly the same experience. Liesel Jonkheid, we're out of time. Thank you very much indeed. Sure. You've shone a light, I think, on a very important issue. Director and founder of the Consumer Psychology Lab. Really enjoyed the conversation. Thank you very much indeed.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.